In agricultural news, the International Maritime Organization has officially classified DDGs as non-hazardous. Until 2 years ago, DDGs had no classification at all. Without any classifications, insurance companies and shippers were left to formulate their own opinion. Many consider DDGs as a hazardous material because of concerns that its oil and moisture content might be combustible. Having DDGs considered as hazardous made shipping more difficult, as DDGs were allowed only on ships with special fire suppression systems. Not only did that increase the cost of freight, but it resulted in disruptions in DDG shipments and difficulty in booking ships, as not all ships are equipped with the special fire equipment. The U.S. Grains Council is now in the midst of a similar process to clear corn gluten meal and corn gluten feed as non-hazardous. Russia's veterinary agency is carrying out a probe of U.S. chicken to see if it contains any residue of the growth stimulant ractopamine. Russia also confirmed that it plans to temporarily halt imports of U.S. turkey over the same feed additive starting February 11th. The agency had earlier decided to temporarily halt imports of U.S. pork and beef over the same reason starting on February the 11th. A longtime Central Nebraska ethanol producer has announced that it will shut down operation, citing negative margins as a result of low ethanol prices and ongoing drought conditions across the Midwest. Ag Processing Incorporated in Hastings announced on Friday in a news release that the shutdown would go into effect immediately. South Africa's labor minister has announced a new minimum wage for farm workers after violent strikes swept through portions of the country. The South African Press Association reported today that the new daily wage would be about $12 for manual laborers on the nation's farms. The minimum wage is now $7.80. Farm workers had wanted wages of nearly $17 a day. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.